Religious leaders will be here in Washington next week for what Republicans are calling the Faith-Based Summit. They'll discuss the Bush administration's plan to increase government support for religious charities. Among those attending will be pastors of black churches known as megachurches, which have thousands of members and already provide many social services. NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports that in cities such as Los Angeles, these churches are major players in urban renewal.
On Crenshaw Boulevard in South Central Los Angeles, workers are putting the finishing touches on a $60 million cathedral. Its stained glass cross tower rises 13 stories above land that used to be littered with boarded up buildings and abandoned car dealerships. Next week, the West Angeles Church of God in Christ will move in, bringing with it a congregation of more than 18,000 members. The driving force behind the church is Bishop Charles Blake, a tall, graceful, charismatic man, part minister, part CEO.
You're not justified in being big without showing some type of fruit.
In Blake's case, that fruit is 80 ministries that provide everything from emergency food and clothing and substance abuse counseling to housing and employment services.
I feel that a large church should be something like a shopping center, so that individuals in the community can come to the church institution for whatever need or whatever goal or objective they may have at that given moment.
Bishop Blake's church is not the only megachurch in South Central Los Angeles. There are two more within a few miles. One of them, the First African Methodist Episcopal Church, has more than 17,000 members. First AME pastor Cecil Murray says serving community has always been at the heart of the black church's mission.
A baker bakes, a cook cooks. The church exists to go beyond the walls. The church exists to go beyond itself. I think most of our prayers are too small. We have to dream big. We have to plan big. We serve a universal God, not a county God or a city God or a state or a territorial God or a tribal God. Our God is a universal God calling us to do universal things.
Like Bishop Blake, Pastor Murray has led his church deep into the community, building a comprehensive series of community service organizations that run with corporate efficiency and sophistication. Those who lead these ministries have business backgrounds, working as bankers, lawyers, and corporate executives before they came to First AME. For example, Peggy Hill is a former stockbroker. She says her experience on Wall Street is invaluable in her role as executive director of the First AME's housing and health programs.
I can help 10 times the number of people if I have the business experience, much quicker than I could if I came from this little church that didn't have the business background that was needed. Churches, they're in the religious business, but put emphasis on the word business.
In fact, because these faith-based organizations are so effective, businesses, especially banks, have found that default rates on loans are actually lower if a church is providing affordable housing or is involved with a new startup. While both Bishop Blake and Pastor Murray's churches are run like businesses, another megachurch a few miles south has actually gone into business.
Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus, make you complete.
Last Sunday, Bishop Kenneth Ulmer of the Faithful Central Bible Church began holding services in the 17,000-seat Great Western Forum, once home to the Los Angeles Lakers. The church bought the forum last December for more than $22 million. It's the first time a church has owned such a large arena. Ulmer delivers his sermon from a stage designed for rock concerts, and except for a simple wooden cross hanging above the stage, the forum is devoid of any religious icons. Ulmer says that's because the forum is not a church. It remains a multi-purpose arena. He will hold services there on Sundays, but during the rest of the week, it will be an entertainment venue. It is clearly a commercial venture, and Bishop Ulmer says that's a good thing.
Jesus left a parable and he said, "Do business until I return." And we believe that there is a literal interpretation of that, that we are literally to be involved in the business element of our society. And this building allows us that kind of opportunity.
The president of the Interdenominational Theological Center, Robert Franklin, says these megachurches are doing good. But as the head of the largest consortium of black seminaries, Franklin sees some dangers. He worries that when churches start moving in the direction of big business and entertainment, they could lose their voice of conscience.
Many of us worry that churches that become so assimilated into the capitalist economy that they're likely to lose sight of their moral responsibilities to advance the cause of the poor and those in greatest need.
Franklin also worries that as these churches become bigger, pastors will find it difficult to maintain individual relationships with members of their congregations. Bishop Blake of the West Angeles Church of God in Christ agrees that is a challenge, but offers this analogy.
The image that pops into my mind quickly is the image of a small doctor's office with a single doctor, with a single specialty, and a hospital, possibly with a medical school associated with it, where you could go and get any particular need that you might have been confronted by and more immediately met than you might have it met if you were in a waiting room where there was one doctor and there were 25 other people waiting to see him.
Because of their appeal, staying power, and economic impact in their communities, African American megachurches continue to grow with no sign of a slowdown. And because of their size, corporate expertise, and past experience in applying for and receiving federal dollars, they are likely to be among those who benefit the most from President Bush's faith-based initiative. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Los Angeles.